Welcome to hour number 18. Ah, how do you feel when she's not right?
When something is wrong.
Yeah.
With my baby.
In other words, something in her life is not going right, and you know it now. Then what you gonna do?
Something is wrong.
What?
With me.
Oh, so she's not happy, you not happy. All right, talk to me. You got to talk me through this situation here.
If I know,
and if you know, if you know she's worried, how you gonna respond, brother man? Talk to me.
Then I would feel
what?
That same misery.
Ah, so you are the two made one. Talk to me now. So much together, listen.
We stand at one.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it better.
Ah, now sing it to me now.
When something is wrong with my baby.
Tell me about it, brother. Now sing it now.
Ooh. Something is wrong.
Listen, I'm listening. Talk to me now. Listen.
Just what? Uh-huh. She means to me now.
Just what she means to me now. Listen.
Oh, you just wouldn't understand.
Just wouldn't understand it. I hear you, brother. Talk to me now.
People can say.
Yeah. They gonna talk about your woman.
Oh, she's my woman.
Yes, she is.
And I know I'm her man.
Yes. Talk about it.
And if she's got a problem.
If she got a problem, listen. Something's wrong with your wife. Listen, brothers. Listen to what they're saying. Do it again. Say it again.
Something is wrong.
Something wrong
with me.
In other words, if she's not happy.
Now.
Ow!
Hey. Something is wrong.
Yeah. That's a vice versa kind of a thing, ladies. In other words, when your husband is not feeling up to it, did you miss it somewhere? Is there something that you're not doing right? That's what it's all about. Man, that... Ooh, PJ, where you get that music from? Let me tell you something. That was Sam and Dave. Sam and Dave. Sam and Dave. Where's the year at? I'm trying to find it. Oh, my goodness. Sam and Dave. Something is wrong with my baby. I think that was the name of that. Yeah, when something is wrong with my baby. Let me give you a little bit of background on that, and then we'll be able to get into our little talk today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have a real special for you today, because calling into the Lucy Coleman studio today will be... A brother, Sean, and his dear wife. Her name escapes me right now, but when she calls, we'll give you the name, and we're going to talk about biblical submission. That's what we're going to be talking about. Is it difficult for a Christian woman to submit to a Christian man? And if it is difficult for a Christian woman to submit to a Christian man, then why is there a difficulty? Here it is, Sam and Dave, When Something is Wrong with My Baby. This was a Memphis sound, if you're from Memphis, Tennessee. And you won't believe who it was written by. It was written by the late Isaac Hayes. That's who it was written by. And in the columns here, it says it was in essence a fantasy about a relationship that Porter, one of the writers, Dave Porter, one of the singers, Dave Porter, wished he had. In other words, Dave Porter, because it was Sam and Dave that did this. And Dave, when they were writing the song, says, look, man, I want my relationship to be with my woman back in the day when I came up. I want my woman to be that if she's sad, let me know why she's sad, because I have no business being happy when she's sad. See, these kind of Christian principles underlay the music, the culture, and it was something like you look forward to when you walk down the aisle. That was one of my inquisitive songs, because when that came out, and I don't have the year here, it doesn't give me the year. Wish I had the year, but I guess I'd have to go on the internet somewhere and find it. But it was back in the early 60s, trust me. And they have some pictures here of Benny King. I can't believe it. He still had that big old nose, I tell you that. All right, so we're going to talk about submission. And I just can't wait for them to call, because I want to know why submission is such an ugly word to a lot of Christians. Some of the questions that I'm going to ask is, why is submission an ugly word to many female Christians today? And I hope that my calling guests will be able to answer those questions. Why is submission so contrary to a lot of Christian ladies who claim to be Christian? Another question that I'd like to ask is not only why is submission such a difficult word, but let's just ask the why, what, when, where, and how questions. Why is it a difficult word? Okay. Why is submission a difficult word? Okay. Another one is where, okay, where did the idea of negativity, that's it, negativity, come from in this word, okay, itself? And then from there, we'll just carry it from those two questions. And hope that Sean and his dear wife, and I asked Sean to appear, Sean Scott and his wife, and I asked Sean to appear with his wife. I didn't not want her to appear alone, because I want to put them both on the spot. And they've been listening to my series, and they want to help you guys out. And so I am grateful to God. Thank you for tuning in. So I'm just going to give you a little breather. And while we're waiting on a breather, or while I'm waiting for that phone call, I'd like to play this number, because this one is, I think, what a lot of sinners are going through right now in their relationship, especially with a lot of the fastly hot pants young ladies out there taking advantage of their man. Your husband may shout at you and say,
you better stop, yeah!
Yeah, listen, that's dogging the man around. How you dogging, what you love him? And you know what, does it seem like I'm putting a lot of tension on the ladies? Well, I am, because you know, it used to be 20, 30 years ago back in the day that it was a guy that was dogging the gal around. But it ain't like that. And so now the guy is putting out threats, huh?
If you don't stop, yeah,
you what?
I'm gonna put you down.
Now listen how she's dogging him around. Listen.
Can't take it.
He said he can't take it. See, the brother only has a certain amount of a tolerance level. Are the ladies dogging the men? Screaming in their ears?
Much longer.
What do you mean? I can't take it much longer. Has your husband, has your honey boo, has your boo ever told you he's almost through with you?
My heart's getting weak.
Your heart's getting weak. Yeah, your heart is shown enough near about broken.
It's not getting any stronger.
That's because you haven't spent enough time in the Word of God. That's why. Because when you spend time in the Word of God and you've been listening to what PJ's been saying to you in these past webcasts, you start talking with each other, sitting down, putting it on the line. You know what I'm talking about. Listen.
You keep me so upset.
Oh, geez. You know what? When this record came out when I was a kid, I said, that's why I'm not gonna get married.
My head's in a whirl.
I think that's enough. I'm not gonna play any more of that. Dogging around. Just waiting on my callers to call in. We're gonna talk about biblical submission. And, I got another one here. I think this is one that... because there's been a lot of this going on in a lot of relationships, too. Listen to this. Oh, my goodness. Listen.
Cry, cry, cry.
Just cry, cry, cry. That's all I'm going to play. Because there's a lot of crying going on. A lot of you wives are crying because you don't understand how to biblically submit to your man. A lot of you men are crying because you're about to throw in the towel. And you know what? You end up saying, like this guy says, and you know what? I'm kind of glad I held on to some of this old music because you guys really remember this one. This is what... This is the way it really is. You know who this is, don't you? This is when you're about ready to divorce him. God didn't tell you to divorce him. But see, you got to make up something on irreconcilable differences. And so you just getting up nerve to talk to Lucille. And you about ready to holler in her face and say... What you say, boy?
The thrill is gone away.
No, not after 5 kids. No, 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 that thrill ain't gone. No. This is PJ, and we're just waiting on our callers to call in. So what I'm going to do is I'll just chill and wait on them to give me a call. Thanks for tuning in to the website. Be back in about... All right. Thank you for joining me tonight and calling from Snow Hill, Arizona. Snow Hill, Arizona?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. That's right. Snow Hill, North Carolina. It's Sean and Tamika Scott. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, especially well because I have a female that's going to call in and help the sisters all over the country. You know, I'm entitling this presentation... submission, the dirty word. Now, let's just speak freely. Well, first of all, I've got to give a little bit of background. How long has Tamika and Sean been married?
We've been married for 11 years now, right, huh?
We're about to celebrate our 11th anniversary.
All right. Are there any children in the union?
We have 5.5 children. We're actually expecting a new baby in March.
Wow. Fantastic, fantastic. All right, has it been, everything's coming up roses with you guys ever since you've been married? Has the prosperity gospel, has the prosperity thing taken hold? And I mean, everything you put your hand to, did it turn to gold? I mean, did it work
big time? Were you in the fastest moving, most innovative ministry? Were you a TBM practitioner ready to come on and give your praise report? In other words,
yes, we were at one point, to be perfectly honest with you, Pastor John, until we learned the truth. Until we learned the truth, yes, we were. We were name it and claim it Christians, blab it and grab it Christians.
Oh, wow.
We were.
Oh, wow. And then what happened to change your mind about all that?
Well, go ahead, honey, go ahead.
Yeah, I can speak on that. Basically, even though while we were in that, under that false teaching, I had my suspicions. My wife had hers. She had hers. I had mine, but really didn't talk about it too much, you know, kind of kept it to myself. But I would do my own investigation, and I would kind of just go online and just see if there were other people out there that kind of felt what I was feeling or, you know, saw what I was seeing. And for a while, I didn't want to face the truth. I remember coming across a certain website that had the truth about the biblical tithe, and that Christians were not commanded to tithe under the New Covenant, and you know, a whole bunch of other things. But anyhow, I wind up coming across Melvin Jones' site, Pulpit Pimps, and from there, he was talking about someone who had really influenced him a lot, and I was kind of really blunt with him, and that was you, Pastor John. So after studying his site for a while and saying, man, somebody else out there actually sees it the way I see it, I went to your site. And once I went to your site and heard you, then that's when I called you up and was telling you about all the madness that was going on. And actually, you had encouraged me to get out of there. So that was not even 2 years ago, a year.
All right, and so the journey has been one where you've had to listen to good, solid teaching, do a lot of thinking on your own. And how did the marriage fare during this time when you decided to leave the particular ministry that you were in? Was your wife in agreement with you automatically? Tamika, did this take time? Did you think that there was something wrong with Sean? How did you handle that?
No, it's just like my husband said, I kind of had my suspicions for a little while, but I was I really didn't voice them a whole lot. When he decided that, he kind of sat me down one evening and was like, look, you know, this is the decision that I feel I need to make for the entire family. But he wanted to share with me first to see how I did feel. And I was in total agreement with him from day one. I was sad because I had a lot of emotional ties to a lot of people there, but that's just what they were, emotional ties.
And you knew that at the time that Sean just gave you the dictum. He didn't give you an option. He said, we are getting out. We are leaving.
That's correct.
And you just automatically, Tamika, automatically, without even thinking about it, without wagering an argument, agreed with him and agreed to follow him.
Yes, sir.
Now, I need you to help me here, because most sisters in the country would not agree with their husbands to that degree. They would not pull up stakes and follow them. They would listen. I know a man, I won't mention his name. He was married to a gal down in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and they were going to the same kind of a church. The man came to his scruples and told his wife that he had to leave and that he expected her to follow him. In this case, the pastor was her cousin. She rejected her husband, was listening to her cousin, remain in the church, and I must admittedly, regretfully admit that the marriage is over. The man, because she would not listen to her husband. What I need you to do, Tamika, is to have a heart-to-heart talk with, and I'm speaking about black gals out there specifically, African-American female wives that are married to brothers. When the brother comes to a decision that, like your husband said, he had to make for the family, I need somebody to tell me, and maybe you can help me out a little bit and share with me, why would some of these women refuse to follow their husband, stay in a false church, even listen to a female pastor, before they would listen to their own husbands. And can you explain that to me? Is it a cultural thing? Because now I know that there are some white wives that would do the same thing, but culturally, it appears that the black woman is very quick to just say to her man, no, I'm not following you. I'm going to stay here. My friends are here. My life is here. My job is here. This is the way I want to do life. I married you, but I'm not tied into you like that. What has happened? Because back in the day when I was a younger man, a woman would immediately drop everything and just follow her husband. That was a normative thing. But now today, it appears like that's a thing that doesn't happen. Help me out here. What's going on?
To be honest, Pastor John, what I think is happening today is, for the most part, in the African-American community, that women are being raised solely by their mothers, who have at some point possibly more likely than not have been burned by some man in his ignorance. You know, I'm not bashing men, but some men are